Are our children failing, or is the education system failing them? Nationals revealed it will rewrite the school curriculum if it's in government, with the aim of ensuring every child has basic skills in reading, writing, maths and science. It follows recent pilot NCEA tests of Year 10 students, where pass rates were as low as 34% in writing and 56% in maths. New Zealand students have also been slipping in international test rankings too. Meanwhile, the government's already reviewing the curriculum, with a literacy and maths strategy being developed over the next couple of years. Former teacher Dr. Nina Hood is the founder of Education Hub and joins us now. Kia ora, in a sentence, can you just explain to people what Education Hub is?
Sure. Kia ora, Lisa. The Education Hub is a not-for-profit with a mission to bridge the gap between research and practice in education. So we make educational research easily accessible and understandable, primarily for teachers, but also relevant for parents and others interested in education.
So you're trying to find the best ways, evidence-based ways, to teach our children.
Correct, yeah. Scoping a broad range of research and saying, how can we make this, how can teachers make better use of this?
So how do you reckon our country is doing academically?
I'm pretty concerned with where we're at, and you know, I'd always say that doesn't mean that there aren't some schools doing a terrific job. That doesn't mean that, you know, there aren't students coming out of our education system well educated. But if you're looking at where we are and you're looking at our academic achievement results across the curriculum, they are declining, and it's a pretty worrying scenario.
When you say declining, does that mean our kids are failing?
Well, I think it depends what you mean by failing. And what I would say is that this is a systemic problem. And when you have an issue on this scale, we don't blame the children. We blame the system, and we blame what's happening to lead us to this point. But are our children being let down by the education system? Yes, far too many of them are at the moment.
So where did things go wrong, right? Because we weren't having these conversations maybe 15, 20 years ago, were we?
So I don't think we can identify just one thing that's causing this. I think there are a myriad of different factors contributing to it. So I think if we look at some of the things that might be happening, yes, the curriculum, I believe, and the research evidence would suggest, is playing a role in leading to unequal learning opportunities for many children.
So can I get you to pause there? What is wrong with it?
So at the moment we have a curriculum that does not have a lot of content in it. So that means that it's up to individual schools, up to individual teachers to determine the content that they're going to teach beyond very broad prescriptions in each of our curriculum areas. And what that means is that what a child learns in one school can be quite different to what a child learns in another school. And whilst I don't believe that we need a fully prescribed curriculum, I don't think that we want to say, you know, on Monday morning you're going to teach this, on Tuesday morning you're going to teach that. The result of this has been that some children come out of our education system knowing a huge amount, having built up a broad range of skills and competencies, but not all students have had access to that knowledge and to that skill development.
So is it a postcode lottery?
So, yes, it is, but I don't think we can just put it down to postcode. I think in many cases there are significant differences between different classrooms within the same school.
Okay, so when the National Party suggests that we rewrite, as a country, rewrite the whole school curriculum, do you think we need to do that, toss it out and start again?
So I think we need to seriously look at the curriculum. I would also say that we're currently going through a process of a curriculum refresh, which is looking to try and address some of these challenges. I guess the National Party is suggesting it's not going far enough. At the moment, we actually haven't seen enough of what the refresh is telling us to do to make what I would say an informed decision on that. But I do think we need to seriously look at the curriculum. I'm not necessarily convinced we need to do exactly what National is proposing.
So we don't have all the detail yet, but what was suggested by the National Party leader was that they want children to be reaching specific benchmarks for the core subjects, maths, reading, writing, science, at certain times. Is that an old-fashioned concept, or is that a concept that you would still use in a modern education system?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I firmly believe that there's core content, core knowledge and skills that we want all our children to be developing across their time in education. I do have some issues with this idea of a lockstep approach, and I guess this is less about the curriculum and more just about our school system. I'm not certain that our, you know, children go to school for 1 year, then they progress on to the next year, and the learning is divided into discrete year-long units, necessarily fits with what we know about how children learn and develop. So learning is not linear. It goes in fits and starts. Sometimes children learn incredibly quickly. Sometimes it slows down. And similarly, we often have, we don't often have a consistent profile. So a student might be very advanced in reading, but struggle more in maths. And so whilst I think we absolutely have to have some non-negotiables and we have to have some outcomes that we say absolutely every child needs to have these, I do worry slightly about the idea of being really prescriptive at an individual year basis.
We're out of time, but can I get a quick question answer to this question, please? Is the education system currently fit for purpose, yes or no?
No.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. That is Dr. Nina Hood, who is a former teacher and the founder of Education Hub.